From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A Taliban announcement Thursday formally confirmed the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. The Islamist movement's spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, says in a Pashto language statement sent to VOA that Omar died of illness but did not explain. Spokesman did not say exactly when the Taliban leader died, but he did say his health deteriorated over the past 15 days. That contradicts a statement Wednesday from the Afghan government, which said that he had died in a hospital in Pakistan 2 years ago. In Washington, the White House said the reports of Omar's death appeared credible, and that the U.S. intelligence authorities are looking into the circumstances of his death. The British Home Office said Thursday it has granted outspoken Chinese dissident artist Ai Weiwei a full 6-month business visa, despite his earlier claim to the contrary. Ai said on his Instagram page that the UK Visas and Immigration Office had only issued him a 20-day entry visa, claiming he lied on a visa application form about his criminal record. The British said it is a matter of public record that you have previously received a criminal conviction in China, and you have not declared this, according to the letter signed by a British entry clearance manager. But the Home Office said that reports Mr. Ai had been refused a visa are incorrect. It said he has been granted a visa to enable him to travel to the UK for the full duration of the stay he requested. The 57-year-old frequent critic of Beijing has never been formally charged with or convicted of a crime, despite being repeatedly harassed, arrested, and fined by Chinese authorities. This is VOA News.